Welcome to Morning Prayer, produced 5 days a week by the Diocese of Worcester, in collaboration with WTAG. I'm David Evans, your host this week from Second Church of Christ Scientist, Worcester. Last month's release of the movie Rogue One got people thinking about the whole Star Wars saga again, with its victory of good over evil, and the famous line, "May the Force be with you." And December's untimely death of Carrie Fisher, who played Princess Leia in the original movies and a general in a more recent installment, also brought to mind the actress's struggles with mental illness. She never overcame that illness, which could lead one to wonder about that whole victory of good over evil thing. Does good really win? Can good really win? Are people just stuck with mental illness? Or is there some force that's with us so we can battle and defeat it? The Bible says there is. Not a surprise, since the Bible is full of accounts of good over evil, even in situations where victory seemed impossible. Some even relate to mental illness. For instance, David, the same fellow who killed Goliath, was once called on to play music for King Saul, to dispel what the story calls an evil spirit that was tormenting him. Mental illness isn't specifically mentioned. In Bible times, they probably weren't aware of mental illness short of insanity. But whatever thoughts were troubling Saul were gone. He was well. The Bible's book of Amos talks about God declaring unto man what is his thought. This week on Morning Prayer, we'll investigate what the Bible says about thoughts from God and overcoming mental illness. May we all find those thoughts to be a powerful force that's always with us. Amen.